This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the theory that you were watching election coverage last week, Tuesday night specifically, MSNBC in particular, around midnight or so Eastern time, you might have heard legendary Democratic strategist James Carville say this.
The first thing is every Democrat just put the razor blades and the Ambien back in the medicine cabinet. We're going to be fine.
That was in response to a question from Brian Williams.
We just have to hang in there. And we're going to win this little thing. I promise you.
But then a couple of minutes later, as things maybe weren't looking so good for the Democrats, Carville said this.
I have my Pappy Van Winkle in the back, and I think I'll be able to crack it open. Maybe not tonight, as I hope, but I will crack that little puppy open before this is over.
Pappy Van Winkle. Bourbon. Notoriously hard to come by, outrageously expensive, and now the subject of a new book by Wright Thompson called Pappyland. Welcome to the program.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be here.
I should say, we were chatting before we actually turned on the microphones, and you said you had, in fact, seen that James Carville clip, and you and Carville actually know each other, so he kind of hooked you up here in a little promotional way, I'm sure. But I do have to ask you, for those who are not familiar with Pappy Van Winkle in the whiskey business and bourbon specifically, what's his place? What's that drink's place?
It's two things. One, connoisseurs think it's the best. I mean, it's the whatever analogy you want to use for something. It's the AMG Mercedes of bourbons, just from the absolute taste of it. But it's also culty and incredibly hard to find. The Venn diagram of that leads directly to obsession and to obsessed people. I mean, it is both super high quality and also virtually impossible to find.
Well, so let's get to that second part, because that's a little bit the economics of this thing. It is so hard to find, in fact, that for the guy who now controls that company, who is the subject of this book, Pappy's descendant, Julian, it's kind of a problem that it's so popular and culty.
Well, it's that, the secondary market for it, like all good black markets, it has completely blown up. There are, huge issues with counterfeiting, because aged bourbon, I mean, they have bourbon out on the market that's been sitting in barrels for 23 years. And so you can't just make more because people want it. And, for a family that's been in this business for three generations, like the Van Winkles, they also know that bourbon goes boom and bust. And that to be good at selling it, you have to both appeal to people's nostalgia. I mean, I love that nostalgia comes from the Greek words for home and pain, because that feels perfect bourbon-y to me. But in order to be able to do that, you have to live 10, 15, 20, 23 years in the future.
Yeah, and we should just remind people, the reason for the time delay is that this stuff has to sit in barrels for 10, 15, 20, 23 years, depending on what you're drinking. There is a passage in this book, a whole riff, actually, from you on the making of Pappy Van Winkle bourbon, and specifically the use of wheat and how you ground that in place and location and the agrarian spirit in America. And I want you to riff on that for 45 seconds here.
Well, it's interesting because American whiskey making started with farmers. I mean, in the beginning, it was making rye whiskey in Pennsylvania, and they were farmers who lived so far away from markets that the only way to keep their crop from not just rotting in the fields was to turn it into whiskey. I mean, one of the first real debates in American public life was Alexander Hamilton wanted to pay for the Revolutionary War with a whiskey tax, because to him, because he lived in a city, whiskey was something that happened in saloons, and he thought of it as a sin tax. What George Washington understood is that to the people making it, this was a tax on the most distant and sort of disenfranchised rural Americans. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those farmers moved from Pennsylvania to what was then the frontier, which was Kentucky. And in Kentucky, there is no rye, but there's a lot of wheat. And so Pappy Van Winkle is a wheated bourbon, which makes it very existentially of its place. And every bottle is its own little history of manifest destiny and the history of America.
Wright Thompson, the book is called Pappyland. Wright, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Oh, awesome. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
One more bit from last Tuesday night with Brian Williams and James Carville seems germane here.
I have to ask, I'm duty bound to ask if the bottle behind you started the night full.
Well, you know, that stuff is about $200 an ounce, and I parse it out pretty good. So I'll be, Uncle Pappy, he's not coming out until I'm sure.
You do the math, that's actually about right, $200 an ounce for that stuff.